Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. To get you in the mood just a little bit here in the zone of LOTL Radio on a magnificent, Lord have mercy, a magnificent, my God, we're already in the mid part of the week that quick, but I got you here safe and sound. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredibly talented Adina Howard. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And family, be sure to purchase her new album, Resurrection, and also the hit single from that album, Nasty, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous. You can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, I had the pleasure of having this very talented gentleman on the show. I cannot believe it's been 5 years since he released Ace of Hearts. And he has returned with a new single, a fantastic new single, and also with a video accompanying it called Listen Here from the upcoming sophomore album, Love and Humanity. I'm talking about the incredibly talented Mr. Cleveland P. Jones. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my esteemed pleasure to welcome back to LOTO Radio the very talented Mr. Cleveland P. Jones. Brother, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am great. How are you? So great to hear you again.
It is a pleasure. It's been a long time, a long overdue since Ace of Hearts, man.
It's been a lot going on since Ace of Hearts. Life has been shifting, yes. But I'm glad to be back.
Oh, the pleasure is truly all ours. One of the things I want to touch upon that really got me when you came out with Ace of Hearts, you really took a journey from a very personal perspective,
yeah,
as far as letting
absolutely
people in your world, as far as the trials and tribulations that we all experience, men, women, and children, through personal growth. And now I've seen that you've made a transition to what's taking place in society, but it's been going on society from the beginning of time.
Absolutely.
Racial equality. Self-preservation, being proud and being comfortable in your own skin. And I wanted to ask you, and also seeing the video, I'm looking at the transformation from where Cleveland P. Jones was through Ace of Hearts and where you are now, What has happened? What has taken place in your life on this journey that has caused this metamorphosis, and actually bring it out for us to see?
Yeah, well, mainly self-love, self-care has been the main thing that I finally made the decision to do it. I mean, we hear about it all the time, but this is a moment in my life that I know that this is where I am, and I finally can look in the mirror, and I love the chocolate skin that I'm in, everything about me. And again, looking at all that's been going on, like you said, from the beginning of time, but now it's so much more prevalent right now in the media, with everything, like, you know, from I'm addressing many things, you know, in that song, but it everything seems to be, let's just say the revolution is being televised now. And I didn't want to be the person who just sat back and watched. So I remember watching the Nina Simone documentary on Netflix, and she kind of, to paraphrase, she said, you know, how can you call yourself an artist and not write about the times? So this is kind of my what's going on song. It's not as classic as per se, you know, Marvin Gaye, but this is my expression, and I have no apologies for it. It's time to say something. It's time to speak up. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it's easy for a person or an individual or a group of people to sit on the sideline and just kind of watch everything take place via the rearview mirror, so to speak.
You know,
it takes a lot of courage to actually being able to stand up for what you believe. But again, I go back to being comfortable in one's skin. We see the things that are taking place in society where people are being made to feel less than what they are due to the person that we have running this country. To me, I've always found myself feeling that it's always been there. We've just put a bandage over a large gaping scab that's always been there. Now that scab has been revealed now to all of us.
It's off now.
So you have people expressing their true feelings. And one of the things I've always appreciated about you as an artist is that especially, and I go back to Ace of Hearts, because I want people to really truly understand, as far as the growth between where you were then and where you are now. You gave all of yourself through Ace of Hearts. You expressed some things that no one knew. How did that help your growth in songwriting to where you are right now from the upcoming album, Love and Humanity?
Well, I mean, it was a big release. It was a big release for, like, it's just, okay, it's like living in a shell, you know, or under a shell, and wanting to say something. Even though I say what I had to say in Ace of Hearts, the thing is this, I'm the guy who smiles, you know, who smiles and, hey, how you doing, and all this other stuff too. But, you know, there's depression that's going on the other side that people don't want to talk about. So there's a spirit of depression that I was dealing with. And I had to really, really make a decision to really, really just say, Cleve, this is all you have. This is your life. Live it now. And stop being afraid to just express and just be. My growth process came through, again, looking at myself in the mirror, seeing myself for who I am, at least what I'm growing, as I'm growing, and just say, embrace all of it, Cleveland. This is exactly who you are right now in this moment, and you're constantly transitioning. You're constantly moving forward. You're always evolving. So remember to love yourself in every single stage that you're in, and stop being so afraid to just be expressive, you know, and because I had to finally tell myself, Cleveland, you're not a trend. You're not a trendy person. So stop trying to be trendy, you know, secretly competing with other people in your head, other artists. Why would you do that when this is the gift that you were given? This is your unique sound. So, yeah, it's a lot of that has really helped me kind of make it through, you know, just really facing myself, not other people, but literally saying, you know, you got some issues and you need to face them. You need to deal with them. And here I am now being as head on with it as I can.
You know, each and every one of us, our biggest challenge is ourselves. We challenge ourselves to be, not, I don't want to use the term great, but to be better, to be a better human being, to be more loving, to be more understanding mm-hmm. and to be more compassionate. One of the things that I got from you from the first time I had an opportunity to converse with you was, I'm singing to the heavens. Mm-hmm. But God, are you really wow. listening to what I'm singing right now? Are you listening to me? Are you really hearing me? And I got mm-hmm. that from each and every song, especially my favorite song on Ace of Hearts is Free Yard Sale. And I'm listening to that. I'm saying, wow. this brother is cleaning out everything. He is completely.
You know what? And oh yeah, I opened up as they would say Pandora's box. But yeah. I would definitely say even after that open, honest, you know, heartbreaking, bleeding expression of music, you know, I still stayed connected because I had this thing that I was dealing with, which is fear. I was dealing with fear of still stepping out of the box, finding something new, walking a new journey. I didn't know how to do it. So I still stayed kind of stuck with the same person, you know, no knock on her at this time, but I had to, you know, I didn't stay with her, but I just didn't know how to move on. And now I'm at this place where I had to finally say, wow, I choose myself and this is the way it works. So it's been a journey. It's been a journey of self-discovery, self-love, self-care, as I said before. And here I am. So, yeah, but Free Yard Sale, yes. When I said it, I meant it. When I sang it, I meant it. When I wrote it, I meant it. And I still mean it. I still mean it. But the good part is that the Free Yard Sale has happened, and I'm now in another space in life and, you know, and even location-wise. That was written in Boston. Now I'm living in Atlanta. So it's a whole different, you know, whole different movement right now in my life. So, yeah.
I know your family means everything to you. As a yes. matter of fact, they're the cornerstone on who Cleveland mm-hmm. Peen Jones is. For you, during your times of adversity, where you did have self-doubt about yourself, how important mm-hmm. or how imperative was it to have that kind of stability, knowing that your family was always right there to support you? Mm-hmm.
I mean, it meant everything, and it still does. It's just a case of me coming to the realization of, and I know that support means a lot. So let me be very clear from family, for those you really love and that you're dear, you know, and close to. But if you don't really have that thing for yourself, if you don't really have that strength within self, and don't get me wrong, support is great. But if you are, let's just say, I'm in a space of awakening to my strength. And that I'm in that space now, I don't depend. I don't say, hey, I need to lean on you right now. I'm learning to say, Cleve, wait a minute. It's been in you the whole time. So lean on yourself and figure this out. You know, and again, I'm not an island that I can't, you know, communicate and learn and grow from others. But I'm definitely in a better space of really doing a lot of self-evaluation of how do I really see myself, and also realizing just how amazing the Creator has been for me to be here as long as I've been here. And you know, like, there was no jump that was ever made. And for me to even have felt lesser than, you know, was more reflective of how I saw myself. Of course, it was environmental, you know, environmentally too. But primarily for me now, it's just like, wow. It's just like, as they would say, an awakening. It was an awakening to, my gosh, I've been brilliant. I've been great. I've been a good person this entire time. I'm serious. Like, you have to wake to that thing. And then now, so that's where I am. I'm in that awakening stage and saying, oh, my gosh, all this time I've been browbeating, beating myself up, criticizing myself so harshly. And now I see myself as, you know, wow, you've been brilliant. You've been good. You're an amazing person. You're beautiful in every aspect of your life. You know, you got some, you know, your dark sides too, but you're beautiful. You're great. And now you need to learn to put your head up and walk in that space. And that's what I'm now doing. I'm learning a lot about myself, but again, in no sense of the word is that to be pompous either. You know, it's to be clear that I'm here for a purpose, and I need to live that purpose instead of being afraid and thinking about what the next person thinks of me or how they perceive my music or whatever. Live good and be happy for Cleveland for a change. So that's where I am.
Without question, because that's one of the things that I got from you during the first time. It mm-hmm. was that, and I've seen all the many, as far as the love and adulation that you have received over the years.
And I'm grateful, grateful.
And it always made me feel like, I said, does this brother really truly believe that people really love him that much and really appreciate his talent? And
I honestly didn't.
And it came across in the interview when we spoke, And I said, he's not good, or he's not good as far as being receptive to compliments or being praised for his talent. And when I'm looking at the video now, and I'm seeing you moving, it's like you're dancing on a cloud. It's like the weight of the world has been
It's a whole, you know what, and it has. And I promise you, even when I wrote that song, I was just thinking like, you know what, I'm so sick of what's going on. And mind you, that song was written about 2 years ago. So, but I just finally just surfaced it and put it out there. Because, again, I've been writing. I've been doing a lot, but just sometimes afraid of what the response is going to be. Will they like it? You know, all this stuff goes to your head. And something. And then I finally got to the point where I said, well, Cleveland, well, who are you writing for? Are you writing for the people? Are you writing for to be impressive? You know, are you writing to just be – but just be solid with yourself. If this is your creative spirit, your creative offering, do that thing. Don't, again, don't be trendy because it doesn't sound like what's new and what's fresh, quote-unquote, pop-wise or soul-wise or R&B, whatever it is on the radio. That is, if that's not what it is, then that's not what it is. Don't even run to the fact that, will this make radio? I learned to say, let that stuff go. If these things are destined to make it into the right ears and hands, i.e. you, which I'm grateful for this moment, thank you so much, that it says that you're doing the work. And you know, and don't have expectations. Just do what you're supposed to do with your whole heart, and you can move forward knowing that you did the right thing. You can always walk away. It's this one little thing that I've always heard this lady say. She said, I was at a graduation at Emory University years ago, and her last thing, she said, you know, it doesn't matter what people really say. She says, all you have to remember is that God knows. And that just rung a bell, and I never forgot that. So it's like, stay diligent to who you are, Cleveland. Don't shift and sway for the sake of the trends and what you see out here. You know, your sound is unique, and admit that and accept that now. So that's where I am. I accept my voice for a change, because I used to couldn't really stand to hear myself, you know, where someone else liked it. I still was in my feelings about it. So here I am. So, yeah, I'm in a better place than I was, definitely.
You know, I want to touch upon something. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, but you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. And I go back to the analogy of your song that epitomizes where you're at now. Patience. Mm-hmm. You had a song called Patience.
Yes. Still one of my favorites. I sung that song every show in Russia. I toured Russia and sung that song every time. I sure did.
It takes patience. It takes time to go on a self-discovery and find out who we are. And again, being comfortable in our own skin.
Yes.
One of the things that you touched upon, and I think it really is a major reflective taboo in our community, dealing with depression, because no matter who you are, we've all experienced it one time or another. Some of us, we reach out and get the help. Other ones, we live in this dark cavern, and we don't know how to pull ourselves out. For you, I've seen your growth. Like I said, I sit back behind the scenes a lot of times, and I just sit back and say, okay, what is this artist doing? How are they progressing? Where is their growth? And I said, okay, it's been a minute since Cleveland has put out anything. And I said, but I'm seeing him. He's doing concerts. He's doing this. I said, okay. Is he spiritually in a better place now than he was 5 years ago? And I said, I want to see. And when I seen that video, and I said, wait a minute, this is not the same Cleveland Pete Jones. I said,
no, absolutely not.
I said, Daishiki, smiling, just glowing.
Listen, because I had to learn the power of letting go, the power of no. Those were the big things, and you're spot on. Like, and thank you for watching the progression of me. It's been rough, and of course you have dark spots and moments still, you know. But I had to make it a choice. I said, Cleve, but this is the only life that you have, and you of a certain age, and it shouldn't. It's not even about a number, age wise, but it's just about. Where are you, and how much are you going to give to others, or let others dictate to you who you are, how you feel, how you express yourself musically, or whatever it may be, you know? And so that's why I said so many things in that one song, and that's why the Love and Humanity thing is really important to me. I'm like, I've sat down many nights here on my couch and just listened to the whole album and said, yep. Keep what you got. Do not take your words back. Because I'll have moments where I'll go and listen to another artist or what's popular or what everybody's kind of, you know, dancing to right now. And I'm like, I am so far off of that. You know, I'm not that at all. But something says, but that's not supposed to be you because that's not who you are. So be the artist that you are. Be authentically Cleveland. And, you know, the right audience will be there, and they are there. So I'm grateful. And, again, I countlessly say thank you for this moment, this and this first interview for this new awakening of what I'm doing. So this is the very first one. So thank you.
We had to do that. You know, like my man Stan Lee once said, with great power comes great responsibility. And
yes,
your sophomore album, huge. Mm-hmm. Very huge, because there are a lot of expectations, because people have been waiting very patiently for this.
Wow.
You sat back, you've listened to your baby. I like to call it your baby. You've listened to your entire
baby. Yes.
Absolutely. What is your feeling as far as, what do you feel as far as where the overall project, how do you feel about it? Do you think people are going to be super receptive to the album?
Wow,
because again, people have been waiting for it.
Question. Such a great question. That is the thing that I've been toiling with, but then that's also the thing that I had to release. I had to tell myself, do not be concerned about the reception. It's not that it's an album that's from the heart and it's from the core of who I am. It's my truth. You know, everything is not, let's just say, I can name a few of the cuts that I talk about. There's one called Hold On To Me. There's one called, I call it homage. It's kind of I think when people hear it, they'll know who I am paying homage to. Called Can We Just Love. There's one called Let's Make Love. So it's a couple of tracks that, you know, I'm stepping out of my norm, and there's another one called Call Me a Fool, which is kind of a throwback to Ace of Hearts in a way, but a little bit more modernized. But I would say when I look back and think about the baby and the overall package of what it is and the expectation of how I think people will receive it, I think if your heart is open, and if you're in this days and times and you're open to, you know, really hearing a message about what is good and following through, hopefully, then you'll definitely receive this album in the very best way. If you're looking for snazzy beats and stuff like that, you might find some of those too, you know. I just stay very true to myself. That's about the gist of, because I wish now that I had given you the whole album so you could hear it prior to, you know, this conversation, which I will see you the sneak peeks and all that too. So thank you.
All right.
But I stay very honest. Right now it's in a mixing, mastering stage right now. And, that's why I don't have a very solid date. It's supposed to be September 2000, you know, this year, but I'm just trying to make sure that everything is, you know, neat and ready, packaged and audibly the way I want it to be, because I want to give my best. It's been a long time. So it's time to, you know, I want you to say, hey, you know what? I heard Cleveland. I might've liked it, but what you couldn't say is that I didn't sing. I sung, I sang, I wrote, you know, I produced. So majority of, again, I produced this. I had a few other people to help me out. I will call their names, Daniel Crawford, let's see, Michael Moth. There's also Wagner Graziano. There's also Brandon Thomas. So these are people who I've reached out to do something a little bit outside of the norm for myself. So I think you may be a little surprised with what you're going to hear. That's what I think. I think people are going to be a little bit like, oh, okay. Or maybe like, oh, I don't know what they're going to think. But what I do know is that I'm proud of what I did do, and I gave my heart, and I you know, I wrote my heart, and that's to me the most important. So, how it's received is always an added bonus, as I would say, if people like it. But if they don't like it, I still couldn't take anything back from it. I'll take that term from Ms. Von Sant when she said, you know, do not be attached to the outcome. So that kind of frees me from the pressure. I think my audience or fans or family, like, which I would rather call, what they would think about it. Sorry for the long answer.
No, not at all. Not at all. As the lady said, you know, stand in your truth, Lord have mercy.
Stand in your truth. There we go. That I love when you say Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord have mercy. Stand in your truth.
Stand in your truth.
Yes, sir.
Stand in your truth.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Speaking of standing in one's truth, I've had an opportunity a couple years ago to actually see you perform live. And I kind of sat back and I listened, and I seen such a level of, I want to say freedom, but also a level of escapism where you were free and comfortable to be who you are on stage.
Yeah.
And I noticed a lot about that. A lot of different artists, where some artists are introverted, some are extroverted, but the level of freedom and expression they have to communicate is their, it's like their palette, clean slate. That stage is their home.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask, and I know a lot of listeners would like to know, can you give us some insight? What is it like for you to have that kind of connection and vibe with the people who come to see you sing, and it resonates and touches them in such an emotional manner?
Wow. Well, I would definitely say this. The first thing that I can express is that, and I say this very often, is that when I'm on stage, I feel most naked. I feel most naked. I feel like this is the time where I bear all of it, and you get to see who I am. I'm definitely more introverted by nature. But when it comes to the stage, I just kind of give my all, because there's that reminder of, say, but Cleveland, what if this was the last time? What if this was it? So you give what you have, and you give it right then and there, you know? But for me, my perspective comes into a, how would I say? I totally think of myself as the word freedom. I mean, it's pretty simple. Just, I feel very free, but then there's a side of me that's also very cognizant that I need to not, you know, dismiss the moment that I have. Like, naked, yes, but remember that you're pouring into other people's souls. Suppose I had a bad moment right before the performance, but the audience does not deserve the energy of the bad that happened. So I'm constantly in a space of not just prayer, but just in a space of just, you know, just being careful about what do I give off, and just no matter what, show your most authentic self right then and there, so they get to experience that. And most people tend to gravitate to that energy. So all you're just getting an authenticity from me. You know, even if my voice is interesting that day, and, you know, I'm human. Like, I love to be in the human space and say, hey, this is what it is. The voice might have cracked, but guess what? You probably won't remember that it cracked, because I, you know, I went ahead and still kept going. But it's just those things. Like, I want to just be so human. And I just believe in spreading love. I'm a natural lover. I've recently heard from a friend, and I didn't know really the term of an empath, but that's more who I am. I take in so much. I hear so much. I feel so much. And when you get the chance to really just kind of explore and express that on stage, you know, it's relieving. It's relieving. And then after you've given so much, I kind of want to retract back and just go into a corner or just go home and just be like, okay, let me see. And I'll tell you a little ritual that I used to do, which I stopped. I will not be doing that anymore. But I would always say, hey, you did a good job. I'll give myself a little pat on the back, and I'll say, you know what? You deserve ice cream tonight. You, like, I give myself a little gift. Like, oh, you want that cake? You sung great tonight. You did good. Get that cake. You know, just almost justifying the unhealthiness of it all. But I still would do. So that's how I rewarded myself. It wasn't about going out with friends and celebrating with a drink or whatever. It was like, for me, getting into my space, getting home, showered, putting on some pajamas, and looking at some great show with my favorite snack. And it's just me. So that's just kind of how introverted I am. I'm the guy who's like, oh, yeah, that was great. Thank you. I love you. And I really mean it. Okay, it's time to go home. And I'll go and, again, I'll justify the bad snack for, you did a good job, so you deserve it.
Right.
So it's kind of awkward, but that's kind of a Cleveland regimen that I'm shifting, because now the snacks have to be healthier snacks. And I'll be transparent with you and the audience as well. As of yesterday, I just got out of the hospital. Totally shocked. Didn't know I was going through a lot of things emotionally, and find out that I had type 2 diabetes, and I just found out yesterday. So it's been a lot. So immediately that snack thing changes into maybe the carrots or something other than the ice cream. So I'm shifting now, because I just got that new discovery as of yesterday. But I would not have missed this interview, you know, with you, you know, due to that, because I feel a lot better today. So I said, I have to make sure I follow through on this. So thank you again
for
having
me. Oh, it's a pleasure, and it's a blessing to have you here. And again, like I said before, you know, we all go through our challenges, and we all have our little comfort. That's where we find comfort and sanctuary, so to speak, in certain things.
Yes.
We all have our vices. We all have our vices.
We do.
And
sugar is one of my big ones. And I have to say, sugar is no longer my friend. As of yesterday, sugar is not my friend. You know? Yeah.
Because we want you around a long time, man. I'm just my
me
thing
too.
Is,
like, I want to be here too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Again, the thing that I'm most proud of more than anything else is that I see such a longing for life and expression and being now more receptive to love and compliments and adulation.
It is real.
Because it's real. It's a great feeling. Now, you've provided us with a slice of cheesecake with listen here. And you know, we have a tendency to be greedy. We want the full entree.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What can the
okay.
listeners expect from Love and Humanity? What can we expect from this album?
Well, what you can expect from this album is, let's say, a spirit. It's kind of torch song. It's songs that are like very triumphant. You know, you're gonna hear different arrangements. It's definitely gonna be something that's very unlike Ace of Hearts. There's something that even has somewhat of a country twang to it, which is, I think, probably gonna be the shocker track for most. But you'll find it when you hear it, and you probably will be able to identify it. It's just it's a bearing of soul. That's definitely true. It's just me wanting. I mean, I just really wish for, and I think we all wish for this utopian society where everybody just got along, and we already realized that we're just human. You cut us, we bleed the same. You know, we bleed the blood and whatever, and you know, it's just an outer shell that we have and cultural differences, but I do believe we can come together and make this thing better. So it's really, really strong in that place. Now, there are also some songs in there that do go, that are more personal as well. I will definitely say that. And I kind of address my depression, and I hate the term depression, but I'd rather just boldly say it because it is a reality. There's a song called Lonely Heart that is kind of, you know, a message to say it's going to be all right, and if you get what I'm saying. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
What else is there on there? There's one called Human. So I take it from a place of there's some, how would I say, there's some world sounds as far as like African beats there. Things are, you know, there's kind of a rock guitar thing going on certain songs, and, you know, there's just a solo part, you know, just a duet with acoustically with vocal and piano. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's just me sharing it and bearing it as I do. And I do hope, I will say the word hope, I do hope that people do receive it well. But I will have to say that, you know, I'm proud of what I did, and I stayed true to myself. I stayed honest. And it'll be a blessing. You know, it's just an added bonus, an added blessing if someone happens to like it.
Now,
or love
word
it
on the word on the street is that you're going to be leaving the country pretty
scary.
Soon.
You know what? I am. I'm actually going to France. I'm leaving for France on Sunday to be a part of the Soul Kitchen project. And it's also, what is it? It's called Serenade at Chalabre. In South France. So I'll be leaving there on Sunday, and I'll be there for a whole week and to do a master classes, workshops, and also as a featured artist at the end of the festival, which is really the 16th through the 18th of August. So I'm really excited about the opportunity. So I want to give a huge shout out to Vinx and Jen for having me and demanding that I be there. So it's a blessing to get this opportunity. Yeah, so I'll be leaving out the country and potentially, you know, going back to another European tour. I just, you know, this year I did a 20-city tour in Russia for a whole month. So that was a very interesting experience, to say the least, to make it through. But I got to say, the audience, I love them all, and they've been so kind and supportive, and it's wonderful when you go to a place and the place is packed out and they want to see you and they want to hear you, they want to hug you, they want a piece of you, and it feels great to feel wanted. So I'm always grateful for those opportunities.
I've always said to every artist, I said, you know, it's a beautiful experience when you travel outside the United States, because when you do, they make you feel, they appreciate you as an artist.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
So spot on.
They respect,
yes. Yes, Lord.
They respect your music. They respect your
yes,
music.
Yes, they do. Yes,
they respect
do.
It. You are revered. Yes. It used to be that way here in the States, but like all things, mm-hmm. we've become somewhat jaded, spoiled.
Yes. You know exactly what I'm saying. And I will honestly say that, and maybe I'm putting this into the universe, that, you know, one of the biggest things I kept saying, wow, I love the way it feels. I mean, to be received for what you do, for the gift, the talent that you were given, the passion that you're willing to share with others. And the biggest thing for me is I was like, wow, I just may consider just leaving the United States. You know, it's just a thought. It's a thought, you know, it's kind of like go where they love you, go where they celebrate you. Though I know that I'm celebrated here and I love everyone, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a different type of acceptance, because here it seems more microwave-ish, if you hear me, you know. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was nice. Okay, great. What's the next song? Okay, da-da-da, because – but it's designed that way now. You can tell systematically it's being designed that way. You know, it's here today, gone tomorrow. But I'm like, I am a standard. I'm not a trend. Meaning that, you know, if it's a very niche audience that's for Cleveland, I want you to know I love you. You're my niche audience. I love you. You know, you're mine. I'm yours. So, and I look at someone like Greg Reporter and Rochelle Farrell and even Bob McFerrin for that matter, and I look at how they, you know, they have a very specific audience, you know, and I want to be a part of that kind of crew, you know. I don't need to be seen every day. I don't need to be the guy who's, you know, the one that you – but you will know that I'm here. You will know that I'm there. You know, that's where I'm going with this. So I'm working it out. I'm staying authentic, you know.
Well, you know what, and I appreciate that. Again, I've always said, and I took a lot of flack for it, I said, look, at the end of the day, you know, it's easy to believe a lie. It's harder to swallow the truth.
Okay? Always, and there's nothing, and even that being said, for you even taking flack from something like that, that says the person's not ready to accept the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
without question.
So I get it.
You know, everything has become too accessible here. There's no really love or appreciation for what the artist brings to the table. So at the end of the day, when the artist goes to Australia, Russia,
and they leave,
Japan,
right, and then you and you see all this other stuff, but then you come home, the activity, it's like, oh, and they'll celebrate you. And I think it's a very genuine celebration. So let me be very clear. I think that I am loved home. I think I am loved in the U.S., in Atlanta, Boston, wherever people are hearing me, Texas, wherever. I'm honored by all of that, but at the same time, you know, I'm not even the person who says, "Hey, did you see me? Come see me." I'm not looking for your undivided attention that you must see me and I must steal everyone else's attention. I think that, again, we live in a society where this industry is huge enough, and the industry has really gone downhill, for to be honest. But it has so much room for so many people, so my competitive edge is not strong, meaning that I'm not here to compete with you, because I am clear of my gift. I'm clear of what I'm supposed to be doing. So you can go right ahead and keep on trying to be the next new. Go ahead. I'm just going to always be Cleveland, and I'm fine with that. You know, and you do hear people, i.e. promoters, managers, assistants, saying to you, you got to do this, you got to do that. And I'm thinking, but that is not authentic to who I am. I don't want to browbeat or look at this person and say, yeah, I can do better than him. Like, what is that serving? It serves nothing. It serves nothing. It serves nothing to knock on someone else's gift. His gift.
It really truly
doesn't.
Absolutely, you know? Without question.
Yeah.
It's funny. A couple of years ago, this blogger was tuning in to my broadcast, and he provided me with a moniker, and he called me the Chocolate Neo. And I said, and I responded back, and I said, why are you calling me Neo? He said, because, man, he said, Teddy Bear, you're helping everybody escape the matrix of synthetic music. Huh. I said, well, so it is written.
Man, thank you.
So it shall be done. And speaking real music, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And speaking of real music, it's time to celebrate, of course, the new single from the upcoming album, of course, Love and Humanity, from the very talented Cleveland P. Jones with Yes, Lord. Listen here. Here in the zone.
Thank you.
On LOTL Radio.
Listen, people, we can make it work together.
Listen here from the upcoming album Love Humanity, and will be soon available, knock on wood, next month. But to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by, catch up with him, support Cleveland P. Jones. You can stop by his official website. That's at artistcard.com/Cleveland P. Jones. Also on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all Cleveland P. Jones. And while you're there, make sure you stop by Amazon and pick up his 2013 album, of course, one of my favorite albums, Ace of Hearts. Brother, when you first came on this show 5 years ago, you came to us as a lamb, and now you have returned as a lion. Lord have mercy.
Wow. That is. I receive that. I really do. I'm definitely not the person I was 5 years ago. Like, you know, it's truly been a real evolving moment for me, you know, and I'm happy about that.
You know, that's what, when God sent his son down here, he came down here as a lamb. And when he returns, he's coming back as a lion.
Yeah.
Shaken but not stirred. It's a beautiful thing.
Hey.
What?
Yeah.
Remember,
as you say, Lord have mercy.
Always remember, brother, this is your home. Whatever you need, please
do
not hesitate to let us know. We love you, and more importantly,
I respect. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. I respect everything that you're doing. I appreciate your growth, and more importantly, more than anything else, I love your transparency, man. Keep doing you, okay?
Listen, that helps someone else through, hopefully. You never know when your testimony could be someone else's breakthrough or protection. So I'm learning a lot more about just speak it and say it, you know, but remember, always do it in love. You got to always remember.
Absolutely. So it is written, so it shall be done.
So
safe journeys to France, amen. My man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And again, my biggest love and appreciation for this moment. Thank you so much.
Same
for your time
here, my
and
man.
Energy.
God
yes,
bless. The very
right, God
talented
bless.
Cleveland. Peace. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Well, it's time to take a little quick two and two. You know, the teddy bear in the zone has to pay some bills. Nothing comes for free. In the meantime, is it okay if we take you back in time? Because, you know, we all need to be just a little bit easy, like Sunday morning. But Commodores, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Thank you. Those who missed out on the live interview, you can always re-listen to the entire broadcast at Google Play Music / LOTL The Zone. Also on TuneIn at LOTL The Zone. And last but certainly not least, we're also on iTunes with the same handle. And remember, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by the official website at www.lotlthezone.com. Lord have mercy.
This is Al Chauncey, the Son of Soul, and you're listening to the smooth, sultry sound of the Teddy Bear on LOTL, The Comfort Zone.
Send out a very special thank you to the very talented Mr. Cleveland P. Jones. Thank you, my brother, for joining us. And thank you for blessing us with your transparency. Godspeed, and keep working your magic. And family, be sure to be on the lookout for his new album, Yes, Lord, Love, Humanity, available September next month. So be on the lookout for that. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by his official website. That's at Artist Card, that's A-R-T-I-S-T-E card.com/Cleveland P. Jones. You can also catch it with him on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook with the same handle, Cleveland P. Jones. And if you haven't seen the video, Lord have mercy, listen here, be sure to go to YouTube and look up Cleveland P. Jones and check out the video. The cinematography is exceptional. He did a wonderful job, and I'm so thoroughly proud of that brother's growth. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And speaking of growth and a beautiful thing, won't you join the Teddy Bear, Mr. Radiant Extraordinaire, this coming Friday, August the 10th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, as we welcome the legendary crooner, Mr. O-O-O himself, Mr. Lenny Williams, as he joins us as we have the pleasure of celebrating and debuting his new hit single, Fine. Yes, Lord, F-I-N-E. It's a beautiful thing. Again, remember, family, this coming Friday, August the 10th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. And we're going to give you an opportunity. You can listen to the interview in its entirety, rebroadcast. All you have to do is let your fingers do the walking again. Go to the Google Play Music Store, type in LOTL, The Zone. We got you. The same thing for TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Spotify. We are all over the place because what I do for you. Without you, there is no me and no zone. So my cup runneth over with a lot of honey. It's been real. I want everyone to have a fantabulous afternoon and evening. Be safe until we meet again. As in always, keep it soulful. We're going to leave it with my lady, my queen, my certain je ne sais quoi, the one and only Adina Howard, her latest single, Nasty, from her new album, of course, Resurrection, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Just for me, if you're that kind of man.